The next step I got to do is apply for a permit.
So the next step, the board will approve written findings of fact.
Right.
And they typically come out in usually about 60 days.
60 days.
They'll be approved. If you wish to take any steps in the interim, you do so at your own risk until the expiration of any applicable appeal period.
How long is your time to do the draft?
I think you can talk to staff about that in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next case.
Case number 12726, Judith Belk seeks variances from the lot width and depth requirements, minimum lot size requirements, side yard setback requirements, rear yard setback requirements, and front yard setback requirements for proposed lots and structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Seagrass Court within Seagrass Plantation Subdivision. The 911 address is 29742 Seagrass Court in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 106. And do we have the applicant is seeking a 15,242 square foot variance from the required 20,000 square foot minimum lot size requirement for both proposed parcels, a 52.65 foot variance from the 100 foot lot width requirement for a parcel, a 52.35 foot variance from the 100 foot lot width requirement for parcel lot one on the survey, a 1 foot variance from the 5 foot side yard setback requirement for a lot less than 10,000 square feet on both proposed lots, a 5 foot variance from the 15 foot rear yard setback requirement for a lot less than 10,000 square foot for both proposed lots, and a 10 foot variance from the 30 foot front yard setback requirement for both proposed parcels. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Good evening, members of the board. Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard and Shaw. Our name changes occasionally, but that's been that way for a year or so now. I have offices here in Georgetown, Rehoboth, and Lewis, and I represent Judith Belk, who's a property owner. She has a little trouble getting around, so I said she could sit there, but we'll call her up if necessary, if that's okay. This is kind of a unique piece of property. I think from the get-go, what I should point out is it's not part of Seagrass subdivision. And I have the site plans. That subdivision was approved many years ago. These lots were already out there, and you've probably seen similar properties where they were, you know, in the 20s and 30s, they were almost like fishing camps, and then they developed over time. And Judith's grandparents, grandfather, grandmother, they lived there, and over time, various family members would get the lots. And I think what I'd like to draw your attention to first is what was done in 2009, and it's the second survey I sent you in my application. You'll see it. There was a house there, and there were existing lines. And this is when Judith bought the property. And Mr. Tomasetti represented her at the time. I'm sorry, it's not up on the screen, but if you see the one I'm looking at, it's not the one where we're proposing the partition and the variance, although the matter before you is just the variance. And it's significant because when she bought that property, there were existing subdivision or lines there, and she asked that they be removed. The reasons they were removed is because when she purchased the house, and Mr. Sharp can probably relate to this, the attorney, Mr. Tomasetti, pointed out that they were setback violations. In other words, you can't buy it and get title insurance because these are in violation. The reality is that probably wasn't correct because this house was built in 1930, and it predated all that when these subdivision lines were there. Mm-hmm. So she had them removed, and that was when this was approved, and then she purchased the property, and you see the deed attached to there. Soon after that, because the building was old and dilapidated, she tore the building down. So since 2009, there's been no building on the property. There used to be a cinder block building to the right, which was also torn down. So that's the history of the property. I think it's important as to whether, you know, this was created by her. You know, the history of this property is unique. The lots are unique. In fact, I'll point out shortly that in 2018, I think none of you members were here in 2018, if I'm correct. but there were two variances which are almost identical to what we're requesting tonight that were approved. And in fact, Mr. Sharp wrote chapter and verse on uniqueness and self-creating, and I'll show those to you. And actually, the lots were similar in size, and that's 108 to the right. Those variants were approved. And 101 to the left was also approved. And I'll talk about what those dimensions are, because they have to get the part. If she does what she wants to do, and the variance is the first step to it. And if you look at the actual proposal, the survey that we're asking to do, it includes the partition, which ultimately has to be approved by Planning Commission, which is cutting the lots in half, right? And what we're asking you to do is to approve the variance because it's smaller than it has to be in AR. It's not 20,000, they're going to be 4750. So we're asking, that's why it seems like a large variance. You'll see that all the lots along there, some are 30 feet wide, some are even less than that. The one right next to it is 40. So we're asking for equal widths of 47.34, and that would mean that the lot size would be 4,758 square feet. And with our request, we're also asking for variances for the building line on each lot, the same variance request, and the ones that were similar to previous approved. For the rear, it's a 20-foot, and we're asking for 10 feet variance, so they have 10 feet. On the side yard, it's 10 feet, and we're asking for 6-foot variance, so there's 4 feet. And on the front, it's 30 feet, and we're asking for 20. So you'd have 20 in the front, 10 in the back, 4 on the sides. In 2018, to the property on the right, that's David and Cindy Soroka, that's 108, if you can see that, you can see that up there. Mm-hmm. Their lot size was 40 by 102, so it was actually less than what we're asking for, the 47, which is each. And their square footage was 4,000. We're asking for 4,750. So it'd be similar width size. They asked for a 10-foot variance for the rear and a 4-foot variance for the side, and excuse me, and 20 instead of 30 for the front. And that was approved, and the board then found that the property was unique because of size. The property, and I'll summarize, the variance would allow reasonable use. The board at that time talked to some of the other houses in that neighborhood of Seagrass, which are rather large, and this would provide them with something quite less than that, but similar to everything along that that old section of houses, approximately anywhere from 2,500 to 30,000 square feet. It's a smaller house, but a reasonable house. They also found that the exceptional practical difficulty was not created, and that's kind of what I was talking about at the outset, where in some ways they were forced to remove these lines and lose what everybody else had. So we think it's reasonable to ask for it now, and they didn't create this neighborhood or those lots the way they originally evolved, with houses, you know, in the setback, etc. The board also found that it would not alter the essential character because there's similar houses around there, and it was the minimum necessary. And I'm going to pass up that decision, at least for the record. I assume Mr. Sharp wrote it. He's been around here for a while now.
But
I think he might get paid by the word, too, but he's very thorough. That was February that it was decided. In April of the same, oh, I'm sorry, can I keep talking? April of the same year, 101 was approved. And that lot is, if you look at 101, that lot is only 36 feet. And they were asking for a 2-foot variance on either side. They basically asked for the same thing on the front, 20 on the front, and I don't think they needed anything in the rear, but they were asking for just 2 feet on either side. And there was one neighbor on the other side of 101 that spoke at the hearing, so they denied that 2 feet and said that, it's interesting that they said that the variance back then was only 5 feet, maybe because of the size of the lot, but my kept looking at the law saying it should be 10 because it's under the 115-25, a smaller lot size. But in any event, they granted the other variance, which is the 10 feet in the front and the just 2 feet on one side. But then again, it was 36 feet width in that lot, and ours is going to be 47. So I'll hand that up to you as well. That's case number 12118.
I think that may have been prior to small lot ordinance, Mr. Willard.
Was it? But it was the same year, 2018?
Yeah, I think the small lot ordinance was 2019, I believe.
Because the other one that referred to 10, which I thought made sense in the small 115-25C, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it would have been 15. Or it would have been, no, it's a 10-foot side yard. And that would go to 5 feet, right, Ms. Norwood?
Right. Well, maybe the AR1 is 15 side. There is because these lots are older, they could have a 10-foot side because they're less than 20,000 square feet,
yeah,
or 100 in width. And then there's the small lot ordinance now, which I think was 2000.
I'm pretty sure it was 2019.
18.
Was it 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the section here.
Okay.
But here's that one. My point being is, I think as far as your five elements that you have to determine, uniqueness, hardship, reasonable ability to develop, not created by themselves, and not disturbing the essential character of the neighborhood. Your board has already made that decision, I think. What's somewhat unique is they're asking, and this was, I think, pointed out from Ms. Hollis when we were wrestling putting in this application. I believe it was her who had a conversation with staff, and they said, well, you know, you could probably just reinstate that old line. So you would have 145 foot and 150 foot instead of 247s. We would still ask for the variance in this case. So Ms. Belk wanted to make them equal because of family members. She has no intention of building on one. Her brother might get the one to the left. I mean, that's here nor there as far as what you care. I know these neighbors are here and have a property across the street and might be concerned with the view. But that's kind of her plans. And the reason she did this is for some estate planning, and it seemed fair as far as what else is going on about there and about the elements that you have to decide because of what's there and what you've previously decided as far as.
Would she be constructing a house in the near future on both of those lots?
No.
Because the variance in the side yard and the front yard that's proposed, those would expire after 2 years if they're not built upon. And
well,
then she would have, you know, she could, if you were approved, but that's the limitation she would have on it. Now the actual subdivision one, she would have, you know, those, if she was approved for those lots could be created in that fashion.
Yeah, that's really not relevant for their decision.
Okay.
I don't think. She'll have to weigh those odds and what she's going to do.
Okay. I just think it's something that your client should probably.
Oh, I got it. If she's got to come back or in the future she sells it or, you know, she somebody inherits it, so be it.
Yeah, I think it's a little, the board doesn't usually get hypotheticals on, you know, variances from side yard, front yard, rear yard as much. We don't usually see that.
Well, it's a prerequisite, really, to do the partition, I think.
So are you saying if we were to grant the variances to divide the property, but we weren't to grant the variances for the setbacks for the new properties, then they would decline to divide them? Is that what you're saying?
That'd be a hypothetical.
Yeah. But, I mean, you said it's a prerequisite. If we approved variances to divide the property, but we didn't approve the variances for the new setbacks for the two new properties.
Well, we couldn't divide it because the width isn't comply and the square footage until we get a variance to do so. Correct? Because it wouldn't be a legal lot. And it's not uncommon. I mean, I represent Georgetown. I've represented other towns where the Board of Adjustment's your first stop before you ask to do something, maybe.
But let me see if I can ask this a little differently. We seem to have two issues here. One is you need variances in order to divide the property, right?
Width and square footage, yes.
But you're also asking for reduced setbacks on these two new properties. Is
correct.
That correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I was saying is, is it a prerequisite to have these reduced setbacks on the two new properties in order for her to move ahead with dividing the property?
Probably not, but it doesn't make much sense.
Okay.
I mean, we'd just be filing an application and getting on another agenda if you know.
You'd come back in order to, okay, I see what you're saying.
If you gave us width and square footage, but not that, and it'd be, you know, where you had a 10 and a 30, and you could barely put.
I won't push the hypothetical anymore.
No, no, your question makes sense. It just, we're just trying to clean up this for what she did 20 years ago, and it just seems.
But I do think it's germane to this, because you're creating two lots, and then you're saying we're not going to build anything right now, but we want you to approve it so that we can. But we have, the board has to be shown that you can't build something on it. I mean, that's got to be a threshold question, is that you can't otherwise, or that's the minimum variance. So having those plans is kind of vital to the board approving these.
Yeah, not really. One second, Judy. Not really, because we're just asking for the footprint, and the board's already approved two very similar footprints, if not bigger, for that same lot. So it just seems very impractical to say, all right, we'll come back. Somebody might not need all that, but you all know with the existing setback requirements what they are, and they seem unreasonable.
But with these other two, we probably had the board before us might have had a site plan of what was going to be.
And in one of them, the board denied part of it.
Yeah, the 2 foot, they kept it at 5.
Yeah.
Instead of 10. Well, if that's the way you're leaning, we just ask for the width and the square footage, because all the other lots are similar, if not smaller, for that. And it seems reasonable. And then they can come back with building plans if they're going to build. And a variance for that.
I'm ask you a little different question now about this. So am I understanding correctly that a previous owner of this property removed these property lines? It looks like there were two previous property lines that were removed.
She was buying the property from her cousin, that whole property right there. And those lines, if you look at them, existed. So she was buying part of 105.01, 106, and 107, which created that lot. And when she went to buy it, her attorney says, well, you can't, because that building's in setback violations, because those two hash lines existed and they violated the setbacks.
Okay, so instead of purchasing the three properties separately and coming and asking for variances, instead they just combined it all.
Yeah, she and then they removed. Well, yes.
Because they
because
could
one
have.
One owner, because of how it transpired as far as estate reasons and these various, it was her cousin. That little portion that's 15 feet, that was granted years ago because they wanted to extend that area for Thomas, and that other lot already existed when the building was built, but it was, Mr. Thomas said, he said it was a setback violation, so it had to be removed for her to buy that parcel, the whole parcel.
Okay.
Mr. Williamson, we kind of got out of.
I'm definitely familiar with that area. I grew up right down the street. That area is definitely unique, and those houses, some of those should have been torn down years ago, but it is changing. I've noticed there's some nicer homes back there, and seagrass. It's interesting to know that that's not part of seagrass.
No, it's not.
It's the same entrance.
In fact, if you look.
I will attest that it's definitely a unique situation back there.
And I do have the site plan that was approved. I think Mr. Fuqua maybe had done that, and I pulled it. But there was a dirt road that ran right through that. So when they did the development, they had a temporary easement that became permanent that actually uses the subdivision road and then goes into Seagrass Court, which is their community, which is separate.
It's nothing but woods and cornfields and a dirt road back there.
You know.
Years ago, so.
So, and obviously because of property values, they're improving it, and she's just trying to take care of business and clean it up to what's been
definitely
already there.
Definitely a unique area.
So that's all I have. I can call.
I've got one other legal. I'm going to push the hypothetical just a little further because I think it could be relevant. If we were to allow you to divide the property, but not give you the variances for the new reduced setbacks and deny those variances, couldn't that create a problem with her coming back in the future and then reapplying for the same variances and causing a res judica problem?
Res judicata.
Well, I know I'm getting really hypothetical into the future. If we were to say, no, we're not giving you the reduced set. We're letting you divide the property. We're giving you those variances, but we're not giving you the
no,
reduced
set. No, and I thank you for looking over my legal shoulder, but what I would recommend, no, it's a good point, because, I mean, she obviously wants to get partitioned, but I would suggest if you're inclined to say, yeah, all the other lots, some of them are smaller around there, and it meets your five criteria, that you not decide on the variance issue, and you just decide they're not ripe, and that would obviate any decision that would kick in res judicata.
Well, yeah, I think...
And I don't think you're overthinking it. It's practical. I think you can decide them all right at once because it makes some sense. I understand Mr. Sharp's concern about hypotheticals and you don't have a site plan as well, but we can disagree about
it. I mean, what maybe we could do, and I mean, Mr. Sharp can tell us how to do this, but maybe you'd want to withdraw just those variances and we would vote to allow you to withdraw just the requests for those variances. Does that make sense?
If you're going to grant the other part.
Yeah. I don't know what the other two board members are thinking. I'm just thinking outside the box here, you know.
Mr. Sharp?
But I guess the one thing, and I'm sure Mr. Will appreciate this, we probably do need to have your client sworn in to verify your statements.
I'll do that. I just don't want to have her.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to make her come up unnecessarily. I know she's here, and you said she's got some ambulatory issues, so... I think you've answered most of the questions that I have. Let me just double check here. Okay. Yeah, I think I understand. So I don't have any further questions.
Okay.
So.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I got to do what Mr. Sharp says.
Sure.
Just like you, you know. Judith, do you mind coming up here? You okay?
Yeah.
If it's easier, we can probably have you right here if that's easier for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm just going to ask you a yes or no question, but they may have questions. So you've heard what I've represented to council, what
yes.
you want to do,
yes.
partition and get the
yes.
variances for the width and the square footage, right, in addition to the building variances that you
yes.
originally talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And was it true, correct? What
it's
I,
true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay. Your family owned this property for years?
Yes, since the 1930s. Most of that waterfront.
Very good. That's all I have.
I guess I just had one.
I do just want to say one thing pertaining to, you know, it's unusual for the variances of the side setbacks. The reason why I'm doing this, I have two siblings, brother and a sister. And, my brother and sister are receiving this property upon my death, okay? That's why I'm trying to get everything prepared for that day. I'd like to be able to know that my attorney, upon my death, will be able to hand my brother and my sister buildable, equal, and this is very big, it might sound minor to you all, but my brother and sister will not be happy if there's a 5-foot difference, meaning, you know, if it was, you know, one was 50 and the other one was 46, it wouldn't go over well. And the other issue is one sibling can afford to apply for the setbacks, buildable setbacks. The other sibling
and just I realize we haven't sworn you in yet.
Oh, I thought
you don't have to.
Oh,
so I'm just going to say...
Is that a fake bottle?
No, that's true. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
Sure.
you don't have to repeat it.
Yes.
Judith Belk, 31783 Wingate Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And do you affirm the statements you've previously made to this board?
Yes, I do.
There we go. Sorry about that.
That's fine. I'm sorry. That
I had somebody else keep me in line. So.
I hopped ahead.
So you get the picture as far as the estate, and we did talk about this. You know, you could maybe reinstate that one line at 45 and have 50, but this is what they decided to go to get the 50-50, which is, I think it's reasonable in light of what everything we've already said about your elements. So. Any questions?
Were those old lot lines, they were there a long time?
Oh, long
time. Prior to zoning, probably?
Oh. yes.
Okay.
Yes, prior to it.
Do you have an approximate, you said 2000, I believe you referenced 2009 when the other building was torn down. Is that correct?
You mean the cinder block building?
No, that's not. The house.
Oh, the house. 2009.
Okay. I just wanted
to. Yeah, I had to. I was told I had to.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You can have, that's it for her? You can have a seat right there in front if you want. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to come forward and...
I'm sorry.
In favor? Would you like to come and speak?
In favor of what they're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to come forward and speak? Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
My name is Donald Moore, and my residence is 24199 J. Moore Drive, Seaford, Delaware. And
do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And I own a house that is just up the corridor here. I can't really tell, but it's about... here? Maybe. It's so fuzzy up close, but
are you in a newer building?
Right here. There we go.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
All of the bouncing red arrows. and it's been in my family for, since 1951. And it's my parents, and it's now mine. And I am in favor of what she's doing. I think that these lots were small. They were just they were sold to basically Judy's whole family on one of the lots, except for a few at the end, which was one of ours. But the they were undersized. It was all people needed at the time. Things have changed. It looks, as you can see by the development that is all behind us and around us, that they're just undersized. So because the property is so unique and it's beautiful bayfront property, unique and one of the special things about Sussex County, and I think that we would be best served in general is to maximize the potential for those properties to, as far as the dwelling units go, to somewhat align with the view, the ambiance, the pleasure, the enjoyment, the great thing about being right on the bayfront. So to limit that or to not allow that maximization of that by alleviating some setbacks and so forth, I think would be a shame. And so for that reason, I'm just in favor of whatever she's doing. It doesn't affect me. I'm down the water line, maybe a little bit of a view block from down the shoreline, but I still think it's best to let her have whatever maximizes that. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12726, Ms. Judith Belk?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? Sure. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12726, Ms. Judith Belk, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Worf, I'll let you go with your hypothetical.
Yeah. Mr. Sharp, are we allowed to entertain allowing them to request withdrawing some of those variances?
Yeah, if you wanted to, you know, I believe Mr. Willard was stating was if you were inclined to approve it, but you felt that the other issues weren't ripe, that you could accept the withdrawal of the application of the front yard, side yard, and rear yard variances. Did I state that correctly, Mr. Willard?
Yes, and I don't, I'm just weighing on what the downside would be withdrawing if this is going to go the way I hope it goes as far as the width and the dimensions. So I don't think that's a problem.
Well, yeah, I'm inclined to make a motion that we approve the variances to divide the property. Why don't I make a motion on those variances first, and then we can deal with
that. That you could do that.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the variances. And this is only dealing with the variances necessary to divide the property. It's the only ones I'm dealing with this motion. For case number 12726, Judith Belk, for the requested for those variances pending a final written decision upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is unique in part due to the way that this convoluted thing was combined at settlement. And due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Worfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, we have voted to separate the properties, to divide the property.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we grant their request to withdraw the remaining variance requests.
Second.
That is your request, right, to withdraw the remaining?
Yes, it is. I need some explaining to my client, but I think
yes.
It's in her best.
I make the motion that we grant their request to withdraw the remaining requested variances.
Second.
We have a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Worfel?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 3-0, the other variances have been withdrawn.
Thank you.
Next case.